Welcome to Lack of Focus, an X-Wing miniatures game podcast brought to you by Dice 8 Productions.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 5 of Lack of Focus, play D&D 5e. So this is Ravenloft, so yeah, we're picking up from the moments of the last episode. We defeated a shambling mound and then, you know, kind of decide what to do, and you guys heard someone laughing at you. You've kind of recognized this guy. You came around the corner, up through a secret passage, and down the corridor, and bumped into we'll call him Lord Strahd, shall we?
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Strahd von Zarovich looks something like this.
He's a snappy dresser.
And he's just stood in the middle of the room laughing at you. I believe Sean started a conversation, but then we kind of retconned it back because Greg had lost audio a little bit.
Correct.
So as you rounded the corner, I let you put yourselves in positions. So I'm going to kind of roll it back a little bit just so that we are roughly where the conversation picked up. And he gestures to you as in between his mirth. He says, "Oh yeah, I see you dealt with the cultists here and the vermin. Well done." He gives you a mocking clap.
Golf clap.
Yeah. And that's when, so at the moment there's three of you in his line of sight to him. I think you were moving to right here.
That's where I was heading for.
Yeah.
I'm debating training an arrow on him, because I'm going to take a wild guess and say that I definitely perceive him as a threat.
Well, just a guy laughing at you and saying well done, giving you a clap, threatening about that. So as you round the corner, Greg, do you all want to make a perception test? Okay, so Sean notices a little moment of confusion, kind of his pretty stonewall expression. And as Adara, we're getting the names now, is that right? Am I even getting it right? Yeah, as Adara rounds the corner.
From 5, you're right on target.
There we go. As Adara rounds the corner, Theseus notices a slight slipping of his mask, maybe a look of confusion in his eyes. And then, so if you want to keep moving yourself wherever you want to go, Greg.
I think I'm just going to stay right here, as far away from the angry, like, red man as possible.
Then he looks straight at Adra and says, "Well, is it a surprise? Who are you?"
He's not surprised that the rest of us are here, but he's surprised that she's here. Mental
simple mirror. Traveler. Well, why do you ask? Thought we were here at your behest.
I don't know who you are. You didn't come through the gates. Well, no matter. You can join in the fun, I suppose. Congratulations on your ill-gotten gains.
These friends of yours?
I don't do friends.
Subjects?
They would have wished it so. But
yeah, they seemed awfully fond of you, given the statue we saw earlier. That's a good question. Do I recognize that it's the same person from the statue? Maybe I should...
Oh, 100%, yeah.
100%, okay, yeah. Then yeah, I continue with that line.
He flamboyantly gestures of what's not to be what's not to be enawed with. I am the land. They are all mine anyway.
Does that include everything in your land? Like, say for sake, me?
He laughs at that.
Well, the land brought us here.
Yeah, I don't know how I got here.
Why are we here?
Oh, my friend Theseus. We're going to have such fun, you and I. You're the most interesting of all, I feel. Tell me, what is it like living without me?
The land was nice. It was peaceful.
Is this not peaceful?
I'm here not under my own will.
Well, we'll see. Okay. Shall we That's fine. So he's going to look over now at the half orc, and is Gabe still pretty beaten up? I think, is that right?
Gabe, how many hit points do you have left?
He's up to four now. You guys must have rested on the level up. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I did level up on
the. He is at max.
That's fine. Oh, he is. Just reading all of these awesome spells.
It's a long list. Give me a few minutes as I roll through them.
Yeah. No, he's actually going to start casting a spell as he looks at Gabe.
Can I make an arcane check?
Yeah.
Okay.
21. Okay. So you recognize this is something that your professors probably used to do. It seems like some minor transmutation cantrip. Obviously, it's happening pretty quickly. So,
Is it like safe to Gabe?
You can't.
Is he doing a transference of life from himself to Gabe?
What did I just say? It was
like a transmutation, but is it like the reverse
transmutation thing?
The reverse of vampiric touch or something like that, where instead of him drawing the life out of the person, he's giving him the life?
Is that something that your professors did at school?
That's possible.
Sure, all the time.
No.
Twice on Sundays.
You don't think it's overly, like, it could be threatening, but it doesn't give you any massive alarm bells. No? Do you? Anyone?
Well, we can't stop him from doing it, so it
doesn't. I was going to say, I don't think there's much I can do to stop him other than shoot him with an arrow. I'm not sure that that's a wise decision.
As he finishes his verbal and somatic components of this spell, all of the dirt and grime and blood seems to fall off of Gabe. So, clean yourself up, man.
Oh, you're all nice and clean and pretty.
Is he still a half-orc?
Yeah. He got prestidigitated or whatever. The one is called that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He was building up that stank for 3 weeks. Oh, he's got to start all over again.
He pats you on the cheek. All right. That's better, isn't it? Well, he gestures past Adra and says, be sure you find your companion and I'll be on my way. I'm sure we'll meet again soon. Very soon.
Sounds, I'm not saying out loud, taking mental note and mumbling under breath, sounds like a threat to me.
Or a promise.
Yeah. And with that, his image starts to fade in front of you, and the chanting that was present seems to end, and he turns into some form of mist and drifts away.
Dun-da!
Does that mean I've been exposed to the gaseous form spell?
Let me double check.
That's second level, baby.
No, it's not. It is a natural trait.
It is, but I mean, now I have an inkling of how that ability might work.
If you were to become a vampire, I would also give you the ability.
Which sounds like it could be a possibility. Just throwing that out there.
Always. So, do you all want to take perception tests?
Sure.
Oh, well, in fact, you also have a little bit of more of time before all of this is happening as well, in case you guys want to take stock, considering.
Well, he mentioned a companion that we don't have, so perhaps we're about to find somebody.
And he also seemed to recognize Adara from somewhere.
Hey, sir, a second.
I don't think it was so much that he recognized me, is that he summoned the rest of you here, and I arrived in a different manner that he was unaware of.
Yeah, that was my impression. Where like, it's like he recognized the rest of us. You were a mystery. Like, how did you get here?
Right. Now, I had no part in that, but that just means that there's other forces at play here.
Right.
Ultimately, we're still in the same prison.
Exactly. So do we trudge our way back up collecting the things that we left behind? I didn't leave a sword anywhere, did I, Chris?
Not that I remember.
I'm teasing.
Yeah, I just sent you a Discord, Greg, just in case.
You sent me? Oh. Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Yeah. Okay. So you do hear some sounds. Who hears, should I say? So Ed... And everyone apart from Sean, he's too busy in the clinking of his heavy armor. Hear sirens coming from down this way.
I will announce to the group. Does anybody else hear that, or is it just me? I hear sounds coming from that direction and pointing in that hallway.
Are you sure it's not me?
No, it ain't you. It's inside the complex. It's inside the perimeter.
It sounds more like the clinking of some manacles than it does the rattling of armor.
Ooh. Hey, big man, do you want to take a walk with me? Why don't you lead the way and I'll follow? Oh, no, down this way. This way. Yeah, down there. Yeah, that is weird. There we go. It's interesting because I can look at his screen and see that he's moved his miniature, but mine is not cut up yet. There we go.
I think more and more people have been playing on Roll20, so.
Yeah, it's killing their servers.
I think that's a fair possibility. You want to take a couple steps past our lady friend? Oh, I actually have to go that way. That's right, it forces you.
Only if you want to see what's going on.
Yeah, that's all.
Is that a rat?
That looked like rat to me.
No,
that. Are you investigating that something?
Do you want to roll initiative?
No, goody.
I want to see.
Oh, finger. Wow.
It is working. Oh, no, I just done the wrong layer. That's why. Go me.
Can I roll again then?
Did you forget to click on your.
Yeah, I got my token, but I got a 3.
Chris, do you want him to roll again since he wasn't on his token, or are you just going to manually put him at that 3?
Oh, it's fine. I can do it. Weird, it won't let me. Okay. I'm going to have to just do this manually anyway. So okay. I will roll initiative for the rats. So I got a 14. Nothing. So I'm at 14. So Gabe should be a 6. Was it a 3?
Correct.
And 14 and 11 and a 6. Okay. So the rats are going to go first and they're going to have a nibble.
Nom nom nom.
A 5? Does a 5 hit?
No.
It, just a bit outside.
And they're going to move to here. It's swarming over the half-orc champion. And then it's Adra's turn.
Is this a swarm of rats?
Yeah.
Then would I know that I probably have to use some sort of AE ability on them? Or can I? Do I feel like I can just... Is it a swarm of normal rats? Yeah. Or okay.
Yeah. Well, you feel like you can just damage them normally.
Okay.
I'm missing.
Okay.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
But some swarms can't be damaged except by spells that do area effect damage.
No, this one has some fun stuff, but nothing that would lead you to think that you can't hurt them at all. The 11 hits. 10. Jesus.
That's a lot of barbecued rat.
It is. That got a good, 7 of them. Okay, then we have Ed on deck.
So, my sneaking suspicion that firing an arrow into a swarm of rats is going to be a very ineffective attack method. What are the rules for me to just, start stomping on them?
Well, you can make an unarmed attack. Just use your dexter. Just do an attack with your short sword, and we'll just do it as a single point of damage.
Okay, that works for me. Because if I go through the whole part of putting the bow away, taking the sword out, taking the like
you could just drop the bow and draw the sword.
No, I'm not playing that game anymore.
Okay, 16 hits. So just roll a d4. Sorry, it's 1 damage, which is 1 correct. Damage. Because it's an unarmed attack. Punching someone, unless you're a monk, only ever does 1 damage.
That's enough to kill a rat, I'd figure.
I think you get to add your strength bonus, but...
Oh, what's your strength bonus, Ed?
2.
Oh, yeah. So it'll be an extra -2. Yeah, there's a good chunk of these rats not there anymore. Theseus probably wants to hold his action because...
Yeah, I'm jumping up and down, seeing if I can see over people. What's going on? I can't see anything. Just remember, the healer's in the back.
Yep.
Okay. Gabe is up.
Oh, boy. I don't remember what I'm out.
I think you had your axe.
Okay,
19. That would be a crit.
Yes.
That would be a crit. On rats.
So you and then you want to roll a d10 as well. So a second d10.
So, yeah, I was going to say, all right, you got it. Plus, he gets a strength to the... What's your strength, Gabe?
No, it's only... He gets a strength to the first one, not the second
one. Oh, that's
one.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So that would have been 15 damage. Would have been 15 damage. Wording's important.
Would have been.
Okay, and then we are back at the rats. They are going to claw at the target to her front. So the ranger gets it again. 16.
I am exactly armor class 16. Damn it.
Oh, that hits. Cool. And you will take a mighty, mighty amount of 2d6 damage. Wow.
What?
8 damage.
From rats?
From a swarm of rats.
How?
Oh, no, sorry. That's wrong. We're at half HP now, so you only take 5 damage. We'll take the first roll.
Okay, that's a little bit more reasonable. Like, holy cow, those are some badass rats.
And then 1, 2, 3.
Is that 4 turtles following behind it? I mean, come on.
So if you held an attack, Sean, you'll get to do an attack here.
Yep. You might. Or you want me to do it right now?
Yeah, you can do before they disengage from you. 10 hits, 3 would have been 3 damage. Okay. Greg, you're up.
So they've just like run between our legs and are running out of the room? Or is this okay?
They got cornered. 20 will hit. Oh, the last of the rats gets toasted.
Oh.
Okay. Looks like you're out of combat now.
Yay!
Looks
like. I'm like rubbing my arm where the damn rat bit me. Like, God damn, those things bite hard.
Just imagine if it were twice as many of them. It could have been 8 damage.
Yeah, that could have been pretty bad.
Okay, so what are you doing?
Well, we came down here investigating a sound. Are we assuming that that was the sound that was being made? Was the rats just chilling there in the manacles, or are we going to continue our search?
We can listen to see if more sounds are coming.
Hello, friend?
I have no idea what that came from, but hello?
Can I take these manacles off yet? Do you have the key?
We can see if this key fits.
We have a key.
Is this person in one of the cells we already explored? Because we went through this area, this prison area.
Yeah.
All right, continue walking forward. Let's see if we can find this person.
So you, as you walk past, you're glancing in these cells here. So I'm just going to move you all so that you can all see what's going on. You can see in these ones, I'm assuming you stick your head around the corner and check the corners here and here.
Yeah, that'd be kind of the idea. Of course,
is the door not still open there?
Yep.
Okay.
You came, so I'm just going to draw on the map. You came through this way and then went up and around when you heard the laughter.
Oh,
but we didn't do the other side.
But you did check down here before you went in this room.
Right. But
then you spent time, like, chasing rats around and doing other bits and pieces.
But did we never went here, did we?
Yeah. So, are you sure I can't take these manacles off? I mean, I think it was a good idea when you told me to put them on, but I don't know why I need to keep them on.
I think it was a good idea when you told me to put them on, but now I don't agree.
Oh. Just so that everyone can see, because I'm pretty sure you've also got true line of sight, and I don't know how to fix it at the moment. So you see a... let me pull it up. I should be able to... Do you see a halfling? It looks like... Can you all see that now?
Yep.
Just sat on the floor with the manacles fastened around his wrist.
How did you get here?
Oh, that. My friend that showed me the way down here and then said I should go and put these manacles on.
And you thought that was a good idea?
Seemed like a good idea when he said it.
Seemed like a good idea at the time. I take it your friend didn't leave you a key?
No.
Was your friend dressed all in red by chance?
A tall fellow, a bit pale, kind of gaunt.
You.
Obviously, you're all tall compared to me.
Okay, that's a fair argument. So, out of character, I'm curious as to whether or not this person has good intentions or bad. Like, maybe there's a reason why this person should stay locked up.
I can compress this person.
This is true. I will crush them like beer king.
Well, you could.
Was your friend's name Strahd?
I don't know his name. I was just looking at some statue of him, and then I heard some ruckus down here. I went to come and investigate, and then he was there, and then he said that I should come with him, and I thought that was the best idea I'd ever heard.
Are you from here?
I don't really know where here is. Someone in the inn said it was Bavaria, but I've never heard of that.
What's the last thing you remember before you got here?
I was running away from some trouble. Went to one of my hideaways, and then there were these Bastarni folk there. I shared some of my tinder and stuff with them while we made camp. They gave me some food, and then I remember having a nice night's sleep. Then when I woke up, the wagons were gone, and it was a little bit weird.
Tricked by the Vistani, eh?
Haven't heard that story before.
I went through these big gates, and then they closed behind me. I got into town, and I saw the Vistani wagons there. And then, yeah, they went in the inn and had some breakfast. And then I was coming out to have a look around town and see what was going on. And there were these two little kids outside the house. And they said there was a monster in the basement.
Wait, how long have you been here?
About 5 minutes, maybe.
So you... I'm processing that. Hold on.
Did you walk from the front door all the way down here, or... I
went in the front door, then I went into the room with like the broken cabinet and all the wolves, and then there was a trap door in the corner.
So we cleared the way for this person?
That was just open. I came down the trap door, and it looked like there'd been a fight amongst all of these skeletons where the statue was. I was looking at the statue, and I heard some noise from down here. So I went to come down, and that's when I bumped into that aristocratic bloke.
All right, so I'm a little bit more convinced that he was charmed into thinking that chaining himself up in the manacles was a great idea.
Best idea I ever heard.
Best idea ever heard. All right, so Sean, you said we have a key, correct? Do we
yes, attempt, I have a key.
Attempt to see if this will actually unlock our friend here?
I'll hand the key to Adara since she's right there.
Sounds good.
So the key does not fit these manacles.
Well, we do have a half orc that might be able to break them.
I was just going to suggest
reach into my pouch and I take out the like leather folder and I just sort of like toss it into his lap. I think these were meant for you.
Do you? I've already got a set of those. I don't know if I can take them off yet. He told me to put them on, and then I've not seen him for a while.
We think it's a good idea that you take them off.
All right, well,
how else are you going to eat?
Well, I had breakfast. That should be okay for a little while. let's hope that I don't fail, Chad. Oh, that's fine. So he manages to unlock the manacles. He's still kind of like hunched in the cell, like, kind of looking at you guys.
Well, it looks like you missed all the fun, our friend. You want to at least give us your name?
Okay, so, yeah, give me a moment. I have to actually take some more tests for him to see if this charm person actually ever wears off.
Was it a charm person or a suggestion?
It was a charm person. So at most, he's got like another 40 minutes of being charmed. Yeah. He's definitely still charmed. So he's pretty convinced that he wants to sit around here for a bit longer.
And that's only the caster, correct, that he'll listen to?
He'll still listen to you all. He thinks that Strad's a really nice guy. Best friends. And Strad said that staying in this cell was a good idea.
Well, maybe he meant for you to wait for us to let you out.
Oh, have you seen him?
We did, actually, just a few minutes ago.
Oh, did he say anything about me? I hope he thinks I'm okay. I tried my best to do what he said.
Okay, so this is going to be the deception part where I'm going to attempt to convince him that Strahd told us to come get him.
Are you sure it's deception? Because I'm pretty sure Strahd did tell you to come and get him.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah. So I guess it's not perception. What would I call deception?
So it would be persuasion. If your deception's high, you can use deception if you want to make some lie about it. But
it's persuasion. The same. So I'm going to attempt to pursue him to say that, to inform him truthfully.
And I'll try to help.
Yeah, no, it's fine. He believes you. All right. Well, if Strad told you, if that mister told you to come and get me, I suppose it's okay for me to leave then.
All right. Well, let's get out of the scary murder basement house and maybe go find ourselves a beverage.
Murder basement? It seemed pretty nice to me. It's like just random loot lying right on the floor.
Yeah, you missed all the excitement before.
Chris, I'll be right back. I gotta.
Yeah, no worries. Okay. So what we'll do, I'll move us up to. I'm gonna throw you all back on the landing page for a minute. So I double check.
Sure.
There's nothing terrible. Okay. So You'll have to tell me what you can see when I pull you here, because I've got no idea how your line of sight is going to work on this kind of map.
Sure. Okay. Ooh, I see a town.
Okay, so you can see the town. Do you see any of the numbers and letters and stuff?
No.
No, I see nothing but buildings.
Good, good.
Exactly then. How I wanted.
Okay, so what I will do then... This is assuming you guys are like going upstairs to leave the house kind of thing. Okay. Because like, you can make your way back up into the upstairs part of the house and stop there if you want to.
The house, the like big brown building at the end of the street on the bottom?
No, I'm just going to draw you where stuff is that you've seen from, because you all came from different directions.
No, but I mean like on the map, is the house that we're coming out of, is it the big brown building at the bottom?
I don't think so. I think it's this one, but I'm just going to have to double check.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. It is this house here.
Interesting. So we're just on the edge of town.
Yes. So what I'm going to do, I'll draw in some different colors. So wait,
I assume that the choking, exhausting fog is no longer present?
Correct.
Okay.
So I'm just going to get this set up for when Sean comes.
And hopefully Chad too. It looked like he said he was leaving work 15 minutes ago. It's about a 15-minute drive from where he works to where he lives. Maybe he stopped to grab a bite to eat.
Okay. So Gabe and Ed carried Adara. Is it Adara or Adra? Sorry, Greg.
It's Adara.
Adara. Adara, Adara.
You want me to change it to Adra? Would that be easy? No, it's fine. Adara. Then you'd call me Adara if I change it to
Adra. I would. Evidently, it's because I just don't have enough respect for you as a player to care about what your character's called. I mean, just the worst DM ever.
Adara.
You carried Adara along the red line, came in, and then that you met Theseus at the crossroads there, and then you were... As a group, you made it, went this way, and this is
during
where
the fog.
Met. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So
we cut through that. We're the yellow line, is that correct?
No, you're the red line.
Gotcha. That's what I thought. I was going to say, I didn't feel like we went through that much of the town.
Then I was going to get Chad's coat. Chad can be purple, I suppose. So it's where he went, and then he came back this way, and then went this way.
He just wandered around town.
Came down the hill and saw the village and worked its way to a town square, saw the caravans, went into the inn, had a drink, had some breakfast.
So no choking fog when he was there, just us.
It was foggy.
But like he wasn't getting exhausted like we were.
Maybe he didn't try and test out the fog. Maybe he just let the GM lead him along the train tracks how he was meant to. Didn't make it difficult.
Could be that too.
I'm not stupid.
Hey, there he is. What up?
So they have just finished chatting with Strad, which you wouldn't have exactly overheard anyway.
Right.
That he told them to not forget their friend, at which point they heard some clinking of manacles. Then they killed a couple of rats on the way to try and get to you.
One of them bastards bit me.
Then they you've not introduced yourselves to each other properly yet. They wanted to get out of the jail. They asked you about how you got here, and you said that fine, gone, aristocratic looking fellow said it would be a good idea to go and sit in there and put some manacles on, and it was the best idea you'd ever heard.
Yeah.
And you're really concerned that he still likes you. Like, I hope he's okay.
I rolled a 1 for your next test, sorry Chad, so you keep failing to be uncharmed.
Nice.
So you still think it's a good idea to follow his instructions?
Yeah.
It's just best friend ever. Who wouldn't, like, let's be honest, if you were going to make his friend in Ravenloft, why wouldn't you want it to be Strad?
This is true. All right, so Chad, real quick, so you need to mute yourself in roll 20 if you hover over your icon. You should see a little... like you can see the video and you can see the little speaker thing because we're getting double audio.
You are getting double audio because I've made it where I only receive video because you can also turn off other people's audio in Roll 20, Ed.
Oh, that's nice.
You can do it both sides of a coin. It's good.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's just me then.
Better?
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So you are all currently, I'm going to make that a different color. We'll go with lime green because that's vile and horrible. So you're all currently at the lime green dot on the map, gotcha. Which hopefully everyone can see. The red line, obviously Adara.
Ooh. Adara
has
no memory of any of it because she woke up in the house. But Gabe and Ed both have. I keep getting Gabe's name wrong. So Gokfar and
is Viserin, that correct, Gabe?
Yes.
Gokfar and Viserin both followed the red arrows. They met Theseus, who was a yellow arrow at the crossroads, and then they grouped up and went that way. Halzor was the blue arrow who walked from the gates into town. Found the caravans were here, Chad.
Yeah.
Went in the inn, which is this building here. Had a drink. Then you went to go back and have a walk. You were going to go back to the gates, I think.
Yeah.
And then you saw the children asking for help, which was just up this street, which is what you went and did inside the house.
That's why you don't help children.
Yeah, creepy That's kid farm.
What? Nothing bad happened. You have a second set of thieves' tools as well.
Lovely.
The wizard
because they may come in
threw
handy.
A second set of thieves' tools at you in case you didn't have one to get yourself out. Oh, there you go. You guys can introduce yourselves to each other, do any talking opportunities you want to do whilst you tell me where you want to go.
So I still haven't caught your name. I'm sorry, I was going to say.
Are we back outside or not? We're still down in the dungeon.
Yeah, out of the dungeon. I think the intent was that they were going to leave the house, but I said that like if you want to pause in the house, that's also possible.
Okay. But,
so we still haven't gotten your name there, friend. My name is Viserys, and that large green squeaky clean fellow is Gorkthar over there.
My name is Halzor.
Theseus.
There you
are. All right, so none of us seem to know where we are or how we got here. I say we take a quick lay of the land, and I don't know about the rest of you, but I think the local pub is usually the first place to check out because it's got all the information.
Well, hang on. Wouldn't Theseus know where we are? Because didn't he come out of a...
Yeah, but we don't know that.
Well, why don't we just say, does anyone know where we are?
That's probably not a bad idea. Does anyone know where we are? Does anyone know where the pub is?
Apparently this place is called Bulvaria, and I know where the inn's at.
Ooh, that's a good start. I'll let you lead, little man.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and lead them back to the inn. I took the liberty of asking the innkeeper of where I am, because this is not the town that I thought it was supposed to be.
That's okay. My buddy here and I, we were in the woods. We were sleeping. We woke up, and the campsite looked the same, but the woods didn't look the same. And as we got crept up on by this, and I'm saying this as I'm following him to the inn, by the way, this creepy fog rolled up on us, and then people started feeling tired in and around the fog, so it kind of like pressed us into that house, and we saw the same kids that you saw.
Interesting.
Now, the entire time, like, are we starting to see people like coming back out now that the fog is gone?
Oh,
are we
starting to see kind.
What's that?
It's pretty like quiet, but it seems like just a normal town. There's a couple of people wandering around, like pushing their carts. Like you see that the store's open and like normal signs of life.
Are we getting sideways looks like you don't belong here?
No one's really paying you any attention at all at the moment.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
People seem to be like heads down, keeping themselves to themselves.
That kind of people.
Don't look them in the eye. Don't look them in the eye.
All right, well, the inn's not very far from where we were, so we should get there no problem.
Yeah. So as you round the corner, I'll get rid of all of this drawing. Who wants to be the token Bob today?
Well, currently Halzor is leading us, so he should be the token.
I've got Theseus now, so it's Theseus.
All right.
So you come down, you hit a crossroads. Halzor sends you along here. As you get to this point, Chad, you want to make a perception test for me?
Boy, love that.
While he's doing that, what kind of shops did we pass by? Because obviously I'm looking to replenish some arrows.
You haven't seen anything like that as of yet.
I walked the whole way up there and I didn't really encounter any shops or anything till at the end.
As you get to here, you notice that the wagons are gone.
Oh, pretty. Apparently the caravan I followed into town has left.
You followed a caravan into town?
I camped with them last night, and when I woke up this morning, they were gone. I headed back to what I thought was the town I came from, and apparently I wound up in this town, and the caravan that I camped with last night was parked right over here in this empty spot.
But now they're gone, too.
Yeah.
They're gone.
This is kind of like a town square kind of thing here. So the caravans have been parked right here, off to the side from the inn.
So we've got a common theme going on here that none of us came here by choice.
Correct.
Okay. So the
snap! Roll 20 just like died on me. I'm reloading it. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
I died.
Crashed.
As you round into the square, there's a single shaft of light illuminating in the square, and looks like a solid pillar kind of glowing through. The only bit of strong sunlight you've seen for what feels like days.
I still have that candelabra.
I imagine you would have put it down when you manacled yourself to fasten the manacles. So, the sign on the inn proclaims it to be the Blood on the Vine Tavern.
So, Chris, real quick, do I recognize that, or is this a new inn?
There is an inn here. Give me one moment. I'm just going to message it you in Discord.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just because it's easier. It doesn't matter. So you would know it as the Blood of the Vine Tavern.
Okay.
So they had a slight phonetic change, maybe a change in ownership.
Okay.
Was the food at least good?
Wasn't bad.
Yeah, so as you go in, Chad, you notice the same barkeep looks up at you, is just cleaning some of his glasses. He nods over to you in recognition, kind of glances at the company you're now keeping, and then just puts his head down and keeps on cleaning his glasses.
We don't serve their kind here.
I say we pull ourselves up a table and pull a frosty one and maybe have a meal and kind of get to know each other.
Sounds good.
So the barkeep will come back over. He gives pours Chad a glass. Sorry, pours Halzar a glass of watered wine, remembering from breakfast that he didn't want any of the hard stuff.
Thank you. I need to keep my wits about me.
The halfling that doesn't drink the hard stuff. What?
That's what I was just gonna say. Considering the crap I just saw in that house, I need something a little bit harder than that. Don't water mine down, please. I'd also like to inquire at the earliest convenience about lodging, because I've got a distinct feeling that we're not going anywhere anytime soon.
What time of day is this?
It's just after midday now.
Okay.
So it'll tell you that there are rooms available, but it's kind of evasive about it. It glances over at a table in the corner. It's got three ladies sat at it.
Meaning that those three ladies have currently taken the accommodations, or am I not picking up what he's putting down?
So you didn't notice these people in here this morning, Chad, but they have a similar dress to the people from the caravan who you saw.
Similar dress.
They look kind of in this kind of style of dress.
I love the way the Vistani dress. They're so cool.
Interesting.
So, keeping in mind, my normal preference would be to sleep outside in the woods, although the creepy ass woods are like have given me enough moment of pause to be like, you know what? I might endure indoors for a night or two to stay out of those woods.
He says he'll see what he can do.
Excellent. I appreciate that.
So, do I recognize the tavern as the tavern that I would know, or is it?
Yeah, well, the innkeeper looks the same as the guy that you. You know, you've not seen any of the Vistani before. The layout's like roughly similar, maybe a chair here or there. A table's kind of not where it would be, but it looks pretty familiar.
Do I know his name? The name of the barkeep that I would know?
So the name of a barkeep you would know is Ulrich Lorsnick.
Okay. So I'll call out to him. Ulrich, do you remember me?
It looks at you for a minute. I can't say what I do. Should I?
No. I was just wondering. You look like somebody I used to know.
Goes back to cleaning his glasses.
He's super uninterested in talking to us.
Wasn't very chatty this morning.
I get the distinct feeling they're not very chatty with new people.
He did mention this morning that people who try to leave have difficulty doing so.
Say what? Like
this morning when I was talking with him, he did mention that people who try to leave have a slight difficulty doing so. I was on my way out of town when I ran into those kids.
So my instincts were correct. We are genuinely stuck here.
I do not know if we are stuck here or not. I have yet to make it out of town.
All I hear now is in the background music from the Eagles Hotel California playing.
Yeah.
But it's on ukulele.
Halzar was on his way back to the East Gates before he saw the kids. Because I think from memory, Chad, the barkeep asked if that's the way you came in.
Yeah. The creepy gates that opened and closed on their own.
It sounds like you had an interesting adventure, my friend.
So, very much so.
Yeah. So,
So, Chris, real quick, is my church in this town?
No, your church would have been. I'll just pull up the map so I can go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Damn you, Sean, that song's going to be stuck in my head the rest of the night.
Yeah, but that's all I can think of when that happens.
Okay. So, I'm just going to drag you over to a big map. Just so I can show you.
Sure.
You guys can see all of this stuff.
It's coming into focus now. Okay, so what I can see looks like a lot of woods. This is
you need to zoom out quite a long way. It's a big map.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so I have a larger map here. Whoa.
So you're here.
Gotcha.
The church at Sean would be in this area here, near the bridge.
So outside of town.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are these the creepy gates that open and close, like Chad said? Chad, is that where you came from?
I didn't get to see
it's gone now.
Full map.
Oh, gotcha. Sad times. Sad times. Shouldn't try a meta game.
I wasn't trying to meta. I was just curious to see which way he came in. That's all.
Yeah.
To see if he knew from which direction he entered town. That's all I was asking.
That way.
Okay. So there's a fair to good chance that those might be the creepy gates.
So you mentioned wanting to buy stuff, you know?
Yeah, I think I want to re-up on some of my provisions, but like, I'd like to test this theory about getting the hell out of here.
You wanted to see if there was a Fletcher in town?
Yes. So just to replenish some of my arrows, and then I genuinely want to see, I want to test this theory of you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Okay. So Chad knows the way. Hauser knows the way. If you want him to show you. Okay.
I guess I was going to ask the bartender first if there is a Fletcher in town first so that I can re-up on some arrows first before I go anywhere else. Because if we're venturing out of town and there's more crap out there, 11 arrows does not fit me well.
So take a perception check, Ed.
Sure. Woo!
So after a slight pause, he says to you, well, probably a Fletcher, but you could probably try Bildruff's Mercantile across the square.
So like in this general area over here, and it must be lagging because it's not coming up with my little, you might see it, I don't. Oh, that way? Okay, cool. Thank you, my good man. I guess I'm going to stand off, finish the dregs of my beverage, and go see what this merchant.
So you stand up and push your chair back. You get the distinct impression that the three ladies at the table are all staring daggers at you.
Interesting.
Staring daggers at him and all of us, or at one of us?
Is everyone else turned up to leave without paying the bill as well, or just Ed?
Well, I hadn't left. I was finishing off my... I assumed that I paid for it before it got here.
Did I tell you how much copper to get rid of?
God. You did not. Okay,
so assuming you drink for free. God. Fair.
Wow.
Oh, I was just about to like... Okay, yeah. So I guess I will... I have no idea how much I owe him. I'll have to get used to that. I'm not used to bartenders giving me food before I pay for it.
Isn't that how it works like everywhere?
Not everywhere.
Yeah, but like... You go to a sit-in restaurant, you pay the bill at the end of the meal.
Well, fair point.
But especially when they've got three people food. Who are willing to beat people up who don't pay, they kind of are quite happy to keep pouring your drink until you want to drink more. Good business model.
Dark, because I thought that was going to be a great role-playing opportunity for me to like really play at my character of completely oblivious to etiquette and social protocols, because I was going to belt out like a really big... I think I'm still gonna do it. I think I'm still gonna.
Maybe you should try to pay them in Strahd dollars and see what their reaction is.
In Strahd dollars,
I have Strahd dollars in my pouch.
That's what. Yeah, that's true.
Then we should. So for our bills,
the barkeep looks over and a copper for wine and a copper for food.
And is it? I only have 2 copper or 5 copper total. I have 5 gold pieces. Cool. All right, I'll do that.
You gotta give me gold. Work it
on here?
Do you actually have any copper though?
No.
We have some from the man skin pouch. There was like silver and copper.
You suggesting for a moment that he's not gonna make change? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That's an awful lot of change to make. That's like paying for like a sandwich with $1,000 bill.
Well, I get that, but that's all I have.
No, but I mean, we do have the money from the pouch, right? That we found in the.
We do. All right, I'll let you cover that then. You're right. No, I don't know how much was in there. I don't know if those are Strahd bucks or
so Monopoly. You've got 11 gold pieces and 60 silver in that pouch. So
I'll write it down here.
You're probably better off leaving a couple of silver on the table and just leaving. Out of game. This is something you'll need to consider when heading around in buttfuck nowhere, that 1 gold piece is actually a lot of money. So
this is true.
Make change. Yeah.
So we'll leave them 2 silver.
Yeah.
Sorry, whenever I came into the airport, I didn't see the foreign money exchange. So no, I must have blew past that when I was picking up my rental.
Fogport.
I show Ed one of the Strahd coins.
Okay, that's cool. So yeah, let's leave a couple.
You have the ones from the encounter, don't you, Harry?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was saying, like, I wasn't aware we got any money. So all I've got are the 5 gold pieces that I had on me when I walked in the door here today.
I ended up with these coins, like Strahd dollars. Yeah.
So that was from the session 0 encounter in the cave where you lost your sword.
Yeah. Yes, that I had to reclaim. And hopefully this guy's going to have a scabbard for that, by the way.
That matches the gold coins that are in the pouch in from the human skin pouch as well. Same kind. Yeah. It doesn't match any of the gold that anyone else has. From the character generation stuff.
Gold, just gold.
It looks like
it's still the same way.
Papers, a lot of paper money out there, so it all works the same, right, Ed?
I guess when we're talking about precious metals, though, like, I don't know.
It depends on whose picture's on it.
I suppose that's correct.
So as you cross the street...
Hold on, wait, before we leave. As he's dangling those 2 silver pieces on the table, I'm still belting up that large belch and smiling in their general direction, and then leaving.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll leave another 2 silver.
Great. Am I playing with Zeke again?
No. So you had to roll your character flaws, and one of the character flaws that I took, personality traits, is I am oblivious to etiquette and social expectations. So I'm just playing that up.
I was like Zeke.
If it were Zeke, I'd have been walking down the street going, I'm sorry, how does nobody know who I am here?
I'd have been arrested by this point.
So I love that character. As you pass through the square and get into the street again, you notice the door on the side here, it's a side door. It looks like it opens out. There's not much foot traffic there. But there's a sign here which reads Bildraff's Merchantile.
I shall stroll across the square.
I go in the front door.
Yeah.
Yes, the front door.
So, as you walk in, you see like rows of lots of different types of common items that you'd expect to see in a kind of hardware conveniency type store. In the corner, there is a very stocky young boy, like beat back on. Pushing back on his stool, kind of rocking backwards.
When you say general items, are we looking at like, you know, provisions, some rope kind of hanging in a corner?
From the player's handbook.
Adventuring gear from a player's handbook. And then what's out on display.
Just a moment.
It's okay. I could show you this table. It's easy. He's gone. He's not even listening to me.
My favorite is, though, the first thing in adventure is acid.
So
ball bearings. Everything's ball bearings today.
Yeah. Fishing tackle.
So the acid doesn't actually clarify if it burns or if it just gives them a really bad trip.
The colors, I can taste how the colors, I can taste how the number seven smells. So I am not seeing arrows. Perfect. I am going to drop a gold piece for arrows. And then.
Not even in the shop yet. I'm describing the hired help.
Okay. So fair point.
There's a stocky young gentleman kicking back on his stool. He's got his cudgel just on his lap, and then behind the long like countertop there is an older gentleman, and he looks up as you enter, gives you all a cursory look over. I mean, pretty impressed with how clean your half-orc is, but
he's squeaky clean.
So he actually is clean. I thought you were just joking earlier.
No, Strahd did a little prestidigitation and cleaned him up. Nice. Gabe was working on 3 weeks on that stank, and now he's going to have to start all over again.
He told him to clean himself up and gave him a pat on the cheek. Have a wash, man.
Shaving a haircut.
Strangers.
Was looking to restock and resupply. You wouldn't happen to carry any arrows, would you?
I got some arrows. How many do you want?
I think one quiver for starters would be a good start. I'm also in need, and I'm going to kind of like, because I've belt looped the sword, you need a scabbard for this. You wouldn't happen to have one of those floating around, would you?
Take an insight check.
Probably not the person that asked. Perception
check.
Which one do you want?
Either or. Whichever one's going to give you a best result. Wow. So you see him take a minute to kind of look over. Okay. Looks it up and down. So, all right. So he's got a quiver on the countertop. He kind of goes and gets a scabbard. You mind?
No, by all means.
So he kind of It's a little bit loose in there, but it looks like it would do the job. Puts that on the countertop. Anything else? So,
I feel like we don't have a lot of provisions. What else do I have?
Do you need four candles? Candles for forks?
Candles, forks. I'm curious more than is it like food? Because I'm going through my items list. I have an herbalism skill, explorer's pack. What's in the explorer's pack? I saw the contents here a second ago. Everyone else can be looking around. I'm sorry if I'm holding everyone up. I'm sorry.
I'm looking at stuff. Actually thinking about getting a lamp if he has one.
I know it's an explorer's kit. It's a backpack, bedroll, a mess kit. I assume.
Do you wanna, are you going to ask for a lamp?
I'll ask if he has any lamp.
Yeah. Sean, are you going to tell him about your lamp?
King lamp.
No, I'm not going to tell you. Fight.
Yeah.
Ow.
Well, no, I don't know you. So
he gets a few different ones out. We've got a normal lamp. We've got bullseye lanterns. We've got hooded lanterns. We've got candles.
Just a regular lamp.
Right, puts that on the table, on the counter.
I'll look for something in the list here as I was going through, and I'm trying to look to see where it's at. Merchant scale. Have any of those?
Any what, sorry?
Merchant scale.
He looks at you a bit funny, but he goes in the back and carries out a scale and plonks it down, and then he goes back in the back and grabs some weights and brings those out, and it's a distinctly used merchant scale.
Out of character question, the explorer's pack says that it comes with 10 rations, but I only have 2 in my inventory. Is that by design?
No, it's fine. You can have some more.
Okay, I was going to say, because otherwise I'd pick up more.
Yeah.
Is the merchant scale part of the jeweler's tools?
I wouldn't think you'd have scales as well. I think if the jeweler's tools more of being like the fine tools and the stuff for grinding gems down to dust. You want to link like that
document you just put out venturing gear and call back up? Because it had kits in there.
If you go to the chat, you can actually do it. Go click on it. Or the second one over from the chat.
The jeweler's kit's not in the adventuring gear one. I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, trade packs.
Yeah.
All right, well, I wish to purchase the merchant scales and the...
Okay, so he looks over everything you've got so far, and it also gets out his notepad and quill. You just wanted your standard lantern, that's right?
Yeah. What is that going to come to?
So he tells you that will be 75 gold.
Oof. Ow. Okay. How much is just a layup?
Oh, that's 5 gold.
Oof.
I know my ammunition is, my arrows is 1 gold piece. I don't know how much he's charging me for the scabbard, though.
Do you tell him that? As in, is that Ed talking out loud, or is that...
Oh, that's my, yeah, no, that's my character out loud, because I heard 75 gold pieces. Like, well, I know my arrows are 1, so that leaves 74. So what does the scabbard got?
It's, you wanted 20 arrows here, not 2?
Yes, 20 arrows, not 2.
So that's 10 gold.
What? Out of character. This guy's ripping us off. All right, well, yeah. We don't have that kind of money right now, do we? That's to myself, not in person.
Well, best you come back when you do, though.
2 arrows for a gold piece, 20 is 10 gold. How much money do we have? We have, what, 11 gold pieces in there?
So, in you have in actual gold, whatever you guys had to start, as in your starting gold, then you found 11 gold and 60 silver. You've spent 4 silver already, so I'm just doing 10 silver is a gold rather than 100 and 100. Could keep it easier. So you've got like
basically those 3 25 gold piece rings, though. But I mean, I don't know that.
I think I'm ready to do a little bit of haggling, because I want to look this guy down and be like, I think 10 gold for 20 arrows is a little steep, my friend.
I think that's the best price you'll get in town.
Let me take a guess. That's the only price in town.
Oh, you're not as stupid as you look.
Girl, I asked the merchant, is there a large call for arrows?
It's not really a large call for anything apart from when you outsiders come through.
That's right. So we will be back.
Hold on.
Oh,
so
I know.
Do me a favor. So you did when you did your detect magic, we know that those gold rings are just gold rings. Like they're not.
Yes.
I need those arrows. Otherwise, I'm going to be a very inefficient archer with only 11 arrows. So I think I'm going to begrudgingly pay this price.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to walk over and I'm going to slam my axe on the table and say, I think that price is too high.
He's going he's going to say, well, Periwinkle over here agrees with me that this price is the price.
What is Periwinkle, out of curiosity?
I assume it's the kid.
So if you, as you look over your shoulder, the kid is no longer sitting on his stool. He's kind of like moving up behind you guys now.
Is Periwinkle of, you know, formidable size?
His muscles are rippling beneath his leather tunic.
Ooh.
So he looks of comparable size to the half-orc, only he's not a half-orc.
Oh, Jesus. So Mongo here agrees. I see why now. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and contribute my gold ring to this, but that leaves some excess of about 15 gold.
You haven't heard what he's going to offer you for your gold ring yet.
He picks up a gold ring, puts it on the jeweler's scales, weighs it all out, bites it, and then he pushes your the quiver of arrows and the scabbard towards you.
If he wasn't going to throw in the scabbard, I might have considered stabbing him.
Oh.
I guess I'll take that for now, and then we'll call it a trade.
Okay.
Unhappy, so, that bastard.
Mark off 1 gold ring,
You
get 20 arrows and a scabbard for your nice sword.
So here's the problem I have with that. So let's say we do that, we become instantly unwanted in the only town that we have a place to sleep.
I'm just saying.
I appreciate the effort.
I have no problem caving what's his face in with the Warhammer.
We'll remember that.
I don't know if you could. Could you? Oh,
oh boy.
Don't even put that moment of doubt there. Like, oh, wait, I guess we could.
The way you described the store hand there, I was like, maybe I probably shouldn't try and steal anything.
That's probably the reason why he's there.
I mean, what's your strength, Gabe?
Mine? I think, what did you be, 20, Dad?
Yep.
Let's have a look.
Oh, yeah. AC 19, strength 20, 34 hit points.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice fight.
It looks like it's a lot more expensive. I don't know what it would. Right? I suppose if you get all five of you to pile in, you probably could take him.
You could take him just in time for the Tom Gordon. I don't know
how many of you would be alive.
I don't know how many you're going to survive this conflict, but it'll be interesting.
I mean, I'm all a big fan of just going around and killing lawful good simpletons. I mean, do you guys do you? I'm not going to stop you having a murder hobo game.
I'm trying not to be the murder hobo. That's the thing.
So he looks across at you, Chad.
I'm going to go for right now.
So did you want the lantern for 5 gold?
No.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, well, see you all again soon, I hope.
Oh, we'll see you later, I can assure you. And then I'll take my step out. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, go on.
What I was going to say is once outside, I'm going to announce my plans to the rest of the group here. Like, unless anybody has a better idea, I'd prefer not to stay in this town any moment longer than I have to. Our little friend here mentioned a gate. I'd like to investigate that to see if that is a way out of this weird little hole in the ground town.
All right, well, it's off to the east, up this main road.
Travel lightly.
You exit the road, which puts you all over here.
Pitfall traveling music going on now.
Okay, so you continue the walk. I'm just going to put Chad on the map. He's going to lead the way.
Did you switch over to the world map? Because all I'm seeing is the town map at the moment.
Oh, I didn't track you guys because I'm terrible. Yep. So
I have to ask, why are we leaving this town?
Well, I was hoping to exit the entire, see if it's even possible to leave. I want to test this. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. And I want to see what happens when we try to leave. Because we've only heard from what appear to be some shady folks in town that you can't leave. I'd like to see if that's actually true. And how long of a, well, I guess I don't even know that. I was going to say, how long of a trip do I think it is to this gate?
It's a little distance.
Yeah, it was a couple of miles, so it probably take you an hour or so to walk back up there.
I'm willing to take that walk. Unless anyone has anything better they'd like to try to do.
Oh.
I think as far as staying the night, we could try to stay at my monastery.
That's in yeah, the if this gate, direction. If this,
yes. But it's yeah, still early, gate, you said, right?
Yeah, midday. Yeah, if this gate doesn't work out, I think that's a fair plan B.
Okay.
Although it is bereft of eccentrically dressed women, I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm going to assume.
Okay, so as you pass through this land around here, you don't really see anyone work in any fields or anything like that. It's pretty quiet. And
so these don't look like crop fields. They're just like...
There are crop fields here, and there might be some... But like the rolling of the land and stuff, it's not exactly a flat plane here.
Gotcha.
But you're not seeing anything along the road. There's no foot traffic. There's no wagons or trade or anything going either way.
I'm not noticing any wagon tracks. Like there aren't caravans because a caravan left here.
Well, you don't know that unless he. Oh no, he did. Chad did mention it. Yeah. So as you get to a tree line, the tops of the trees are lost in a heavy gray mist. Block out all but a deathly grey light. The tree trunks are unnaturally close to one another, and the woods are silent of a forgotten grave, and yet exude the feeling of an unvoiced scream.
Yeah. Sole reason why I don't intend to sleep in these woods.
We also see the ominous castle above us.
That would be... You'd see it as you're leaving. Now you're in the tree line, yeah. So you would have seen the castle dominating the skyline to the... northwest as you were leaving Bavaria.
Castle? I'm looking on the map here. Oh, that one.
Circles are.
It's on top, okay, it's on top of the cliff above the town.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I see what you're talking about. Gotcha. I was zoomed in. I didn't see it that far. I had to zoom back out.
I have a handout for that.
All right, let's go take a look at this gate and see what happens.
Yeah. So, can you all take perception tests for me?
Damn it.
Oh, so we have
Gabriel sent away the test, so he'll be back in a second.
Strange, yeah, it's fine. You have a strange scent on the air. Halzar catches like the scent of death in the air.
Smells bad,
like corpses
blowing towards us, or just the whole Or is it the like the fin that is to the south of us?
No, it wasn't. You didn't. He didn't catch any smell here. It says he's in the woods around here. He catches the scent of death. It doesn't seem to be on the wind. None of the rest of you noticed it.
Hmm.
Probably expect that smell to be the half orc, except he clean.
Yeah, he's squeaky clean. Can't blame that on him. Oh, Gabe, could you grab me another Pepsi, please? Did you test? Oh, that's what I thought you were doing.
Was it dark in this sort of road?
It's dark, and it would probably be just above dark vision. If it gets any like later in the day, you're probably going to be into dim light, but it's just above dim light at the moment.
Well, then I'll illuminate my staff.
Okay. Yeah, I'll light up my mace.
So now you actively sniff the air, trying to like detect this scent of death that he talks about. You do kind of all get a stench of not so recently dead death.
Lovely.
Can we look into like the line of trees or the forest line and see anything?
Yeah, if you all take survival checks, if you don't have survival trained, you can do a perception check.
Something I'm good at.
Okay. So you come off the road by about 15 feet, and there's a stench of a human corpse is half buried in the underbrush. Its muddy clothes are torn and raked with claw marks. Crows have been pecking his body, surrounded by paw prints. He's obviously been dead for several days now, and he holds a crumpled envelope in one hand.
Oh, jeez. I guess I'll look over to my priest friend. Do you want to say any words? Because I'm really curious to see what that envelope says.
I'll just give him a quick, see you later, and grab the envelope.
So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and try to retrieve that envelope.
Okay.
Can I tell dead guy, dead girl?
It is a dead guy. Sean, can you take me a perception check, please?
That's a title. Burgermaster of Barovia. I bet you he makes a mean double cheeseburger.
Sounds like pretend I don't know you.
But you don't recognize him, Sean.
Okay.
Bitten by a vampire.
Oh.
For over 400 years, this creature.
Are you reading this to us?
I can. I thought everyone was reading it on my own, but I can go ahead.
Are you going to pass it around or?
Hail the might and valor. I, the Burgomaster of Bavaria, send you honor with despair. My adopted daughter, the Fair Arena Colvana, has been these past nights bitten by a vampire. For over 400 years, this creature has drained the life blood of my people. Now, my dear Arena languishes and dies from an unholy wound caused by this vile beast. He has become too powerful to conquer. So I say to you, give us up for dead and encircle this land with symbols of good. Let holy men call upon their power that the devil may be contained within these walls of weeping Bavaria. Let our sorrows to our grave and save the world from this evil fate of ours. There is much wealth entrapped in this community. Return for your reward after we are all departed for a better life. Colin Idranovich, Burgmeister.
So do we think that this is the Burgermeister himself, or is this the messenger of the Burgermeister?
You know, Sean, you know what the Burgermeister looks like, and this isn't him.
Right. Yeah, this is not the Burgermeister, so this must be either a fateful adventurer or its messenger.
Who did not do so well on the road.
So well, I'm interested to see the claw. What kind of
how far away from
the claw marks, Chris?
Can we see the gate from where we are while he's looking at the body?
Roll me some perception tests.
Because has the fog become an issue for us at this juncture?
No, the fog sites above the tree line.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was just making sure.
I'm going to pull out my X-Wing dice here in a minute.
That's annoying, not what I wanted. Okay. So, Gabe can see him. I thought I had a picture. Did I put it in my... Did I do this wrong? Yeah. No, I didn't actually save it, because I'm stupid. So, you see this from the other side of the trees that rounding the bend.
Could you flash that back up again? I didn't quite see that.
I will... I'll pull it up in for everyone to see in a second.
Sure. But,
as you also hear something in the distance sounds like the howling of wolves.
I guess I'm beginning to get a feeling that maybe this isn't a good idea. The closer and closer we get to this gate. That's what I'm curious. Like, is it like right there over the hill and I can just kind of just go look?
I'm just starting stuff out now. I will have it for you in a moment.
Sure, take your time.
Okay, then I need to enforce it. Should work, theoretically. Not doing what I want it to do. Let's do it this way. There you go, it looks like this.
Oh!
I remember those.
Like Gates of Gondor.
I was just going to say, like, those aren't just like a porculus. Like, that's a...
Okay. So that's are you continuing on towards them?
I thought it was going to be a little gate that I could just, you know, and go on out.
Oh.
I did not realize they were gigantic stone doors.
Didn't ask either.
I didn't, but now I know.
Now you know.
Queen is half the battle. Other half, violence.
Well, I think I'll let our priest friend continue his examination, then maybe it's time to turn around, because guess we can't leave, at least not by this route.
You sure?
You haven't checked.
How far away are those gates?
Can you see anything on the map?
I put the high-resolution picture in Discord.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Can you guys see the map now?
No, it's all black.
Yeah, it's all black now. Oh,
damn it. I see it.
Oh, it does look like there is a little like gate-like thing.
Yep.
So in just looking at this photo, would you say that where that horseman is standing is in and around the same place we're standing? So like I could, you know, 25, 30 yards off of the gate?
Just give me a second. I'm just setting up lighting. For some reason, it didn't do what I wanted it to do.
I don't think... Well, here, hold on.
Because I'm getting the feeling that this is a bad idea.
I think that's the gates to the castle. Are they not?
Nope.
Oh.
Let me just double check.
This is the way I came in.
Wrong. I know what I've done wrong. I haven't given you all vision manually, that's all. How's that? So, Ed, can you see stuff?
I can see stuff. I see a nice long map with some cool statues on it, and it looks like a gate that's hanging halfway open.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason, I don't have a default set up as everyone has vision when I pull tokens on. So yeah, Chad could see it because I tested the map with him earlier, but no one else could.
Ah.
Yeah. Not my fault. I didn't prep adequately enough.
Jeez,
there you go. So, there you go. So you see the same statues that you saw as you came in on the other side, Chad. On this side, they're there as well. Just as dilapidated and fallen down.
So, you
guys aren't actually on the map in this position because you're still kind of, like, you would be down, like, maybe 30, 40 feet, kind of rounding a corner to the right.
So this is the way you came in, you said, correct, your little friend?
Yeah, when I approached the gates from the other side, they opened by themselves, and I walked in, and they closed by themselves behind me.
Did you happen to try to go back out those gates?
Not yet. I was on my way back to see if I could, and that's when I got distracted with those kids.
I see. I still think it's worth checking out, at least. Yeah, unless anyone's got... I mean, I recognize it sounds pretty scary out here.
Right. Well, I mean, whatever. They're just gates, right?
I think I was more worried about the animals in the distance, but let's go ahead and continue on. Let's see if we can get out of this spooky town.
Okay, so you've got like, I'll give you up to 15 feet onto a map, so 3 squares. You can just put yourselves wherever you want to be, and 3 squares in.
Gabe, would you like to be in the front lines? Yeah. Chad, out of character, are you more up close and personal or in the rear with the gear?
I actually have both a short sword and a bow, so...
I guess my question is your preference.
It doesn't really bother me too much to be up in the front when I need to be.
Okay, just so you're aware, Sean's like a tanky tank. And
okay.
Gabe's pretty...
So you guys can make your way up
the road. Yes, he's also the too, so there is that downside.
Right.
So anyone who has survival trained can make a test for me.
That would be me. Dun, dun, dun. Where'd my character sheet go? There it is.
Okay. So, you...
God damn it. Oh, that was the other one.
You do hear the howling of wolves coming slightly closer, and you see the fog relatively thick on top of the gates and on the tree line.
I will pass that information on to my compadres.
Yep, you can keep going. Everything is as it I think it appears on the map, if I've done everything correctly.
All right, sounds good. Continue moving forward.
Yeah. You,
Gabe, do you want to continue moving forward? Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. What is Adara and Vesarin's passive perception?
Passive perceptions. Where is that listed on here?
13.
Passive 15.
Okay. So you, Vesarin notices a sense of danger from behind.
I do the old, like, hold, hold. And then I'm going to draw my bow and point behind us. Gabe, did you catch that?
Yes, sir.
I might, like, I'm like waving you up front over here. I'm like, get over here. I prefer not to be the first person to eat a rocket in the face.
Wait, which direction are we using?
Behind us.
Oh. You should see them now.
Yeah.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun. Let's roll initiative.
Yay.
So if you make sure you click on your character. Yeah, you got it, Chad. Perfect.
11.8. How did you get an 11.18 for your initiative?
Because Chad's got his tiebreaker switched on.
Oh, gotcha.
So if you roll this, the digit is your actual dexterity. So it just does it as a tiebreaker.
Oh, interesting.
Just that awesome.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me. What are these critters? That, whoa, did they just multiply? Or were there always four there?
There were always four there.
Okay, I didn't see a fourth one. So, oh, because it's behind the turn order. I move the map. I'm like, oh, shit, there's another one.
Yeah. Well, I just need to roll initiative for them.
So I just scroll the map up and I don't see them. They don't exist, right?
Yeah, look at that magic. They're gone. I don't see them.
You'll find them soon enough.
Well, they'll find you.
I would say they'll find me, probably.
Okay, so there are some wolves come prowling out of the forest, growling at you.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Gabe is up first.
Sick him.
Alright, what's happening is not happening. I don't know where I'm.
Why are you going? You're going the wrong way.
I'm not trying to want it to do. The screen just what? Said to zoom.
Sorry, his screen, like, he was going the other direction in the screen.
It was here, I think.
There you go.
Where do you want to go?
He's trying to measure. Yeah.
Alright, you can make it 5, 15. So that's 20 feet to here if you want to get this one. You can engage a couple of them if you want to. If you, like, you can make it to here and still attack. Yeah, that's as far as you can get. So you can get to that one if you want two of them. But
how thirsty are you? Blood for the blood gun.
I love it. If you want two of them.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Okay. If you want.
I asked. Yeah. I didn't force it upon him.
You sure you want that square?
I want a square that's off the map right now.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a 19, so that's a crit. Yeah. Did you have the great weapon fighting feat? I can't remember.
I don't think.
No, he had a
recruit. But he's a half orc, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So he rolls 3 dice instead of 2 dice when he crits.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh boy.
Ha ha.
So did I roll 2d10?
Roll 3d10.
Yeah, so it does one automatically. But yeah, then so you roll an extra 2.
Okay.
So 18 damage. So the half orc charges into the pack of wolves and eviscerates the first of them.
Your opponent can be effectively described as lasagna with extra sauce.
Adara, could you take me a perception check, please?
Oh boy.
Oh, that's good, because I just pinged something that I didn't want you to know about necessarily.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see anything.
You hear a lower growl coming off from this direction.
App.
Right, the map is scrolled in from which direction?
Just where I scrolled the map. I dragged you to where
up
I wanted
to the right.
Behind the right statue.
The big wolf.
I immediately regret this decision.
That's a big wolf.
That's a big wolf.
And I cast... assume I'm going before the wolves?
Yep.
Okay.
First one by the orc is gone.
Yeah, that one's dead. Yeah.
So I reach out and I touch Ed's bow.
Oh, there you go. So your bow is now a magic weapon.
Plus one to hit, plus one to damage.
Yep.
That will be useful. Why, thank you.
Do you want to do anything for your normal action?
No, that's it. That's my turn.
Defensive stance?
Why am I not on this list?
I imagine because you didn't sweat your token when you rolled.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Sure I did. It even says my name. Oh, I guess I didn't. Yeah, so I should be 12. I should be after these guys.
Yeah, so click your token and roll again, and then I'll fix it.
Okay. Sorry. I swear I do that all the time.
Well,
doesn't know what he's doing.
That's okay. I got the same number. It's like it was preordained. There we go. Thank you. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Okay, so this one is going to move here and have a bite.
Freshly cleaned orc.
21.
Oof.
Yeah, that'll
do it.
So you need to take a DC 11 strength test or be knocked prone.
Just go to your character sheet and just collect strength.
Quick strength.
You're good.
Yeah, you're fine. You just take 7 piercing damage. This one's going to come to here, and he's going to have a bite as well with advantage.
Don't they all have advantage?
The first one didn't because it was the only one there, I believe.
Doesn't have to be behind him to have advantage?
Because they have pack tactics.
Pack tactics.
Oh, that sucks.
A 16 doesn't hit, though.
Nope.
And then the last wolf is going to run up here and bite as well. 21 will hit, though. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Another 8 damage. Persecute the guy who ran out in the open.
I got you, buddy. All right, so that leaves me up, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm going to go 5, 10. I'm going to go back to here.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and take a shot. This gets an additional +1 to hit and a +1 to damage.
Yep.
You're shooting.
Oh, the top one. The most northern one.
Okay. 16 will hit.
It's actually 17.
17 will hit.
And it's actually 8.
Yeah, 8 damage.
Word to the wise.
Mm-hmm.
Before you make your attack, use as your bonus action, cast your Hunter's Mark.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. Well, I was sort of semi-saving that for the...
So you can keep moving.
You can move it. You won't have to cast it.
Oh, you can?
Creature dies, you just keep... You use your bonus action instead of recasting the spell just to move it from target to target.
So how much extra damage is it from Hunter's Mark?
D6.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll let you away with it while you're still new to having it.
Oh, why thank you.
Just because I don't want a TPK on the first real session.
I would appreciate that. It's an additional 2 for Hunter's Mark.
Oh, that was 50-50 and you shit out. It looks extremely damaged, but still up. Hauser is up next.
All right, so is there like any negatives for like moving diagonals or?
So I think I've got it set up properly. Let me double check. So yeah, so that's 15 feet. So it's 5 and then an extra 5, 20, 30 feet to the... So I think if you only got 25 feet movement as a halfling, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could make it to here or here, but you can't make it to that square to get come.
Now, is that a fifth ed rule? Because I thought I had read that they... And I'm just curious. I'm fine playing it that way.
No, the fifth ed changed it to the fourth ed movement system. The one.
Okay, so that's what I thought.
Like one for one. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm moving to there then.
I believe as a rogue, you can dash as a bonus action, however.
Oh.
Which, I mean, you could also sneak attack with your bow too, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. As a spoiler, this guy is pretty, I'm pretty sure if you hit him, he's probably dead. Sneak attack or not.
I don't believe
all right,
that.
So then annoying. I can dash to get there and then sneak attack him.
Yeah, sneak attack happens on the first attack that hit that meets the criteria. The criteria are either you rolled with advantage or there's an ally within 5 feet of it.
All right. So I can be there.
Yep.
They've changed the rules for how that works.
Just click on sneak attack on my sheet then.
So you just do a normal attack first. So you use your short sword attack probably. So you click it on your sheet. Yeah. So I'm going to take a liberty and say you moved here for the same amount of movement.
I was just going to say that.
Then you have advantage because of the being opposite.
Okay.
So that means you pick which one you want. Or you pick the higher. So 21 hits.
All right.
So then you click the short sword in the chat where it says short sword +6. Yeah, so 5 piercing damage, and then you click sneak attack on your sheet, and that'll add the sneak attack damage because this qualifies for sneak attack. Yeah. So you did 9 damage to that one, which is enough. And this one is down.
Woo!
And you have, I believe, 20 feet worth of movement. So
okay. I'm going to go ahead and let's see if I go here and here, that'll prevent any attacks at me, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll provide bonuses to the half orc on his turn.
50 feet worth of movement.
Oh, 50 feet. That means the damn thing can run 100 feet.
100 feet.
Son of a bitch!
Oh!
I thought I was out of the range.
I am glad I moved where I am.
Well, and I debated going once. I had a little bit more movement left. I debated going one square further. I'm like, ah, he's not going to get me from there. I was wrong.
He's going to come bounding over here. Okay. And that, unfortunately, is all of his actions. And then you hear the sound of howls growing closer.
Oh, God. Is that a dire wolf, by the way?
I don't know. You have a one with survival trend. You tell us.
Yeah. Oh.
It looks pretty dire at the moment, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I'll check that out later. I was just asking based on size alone.
Theseus, you're up, man.
I'm going to try to tap him a little bit with my mace.
Okay. Dink. 19 will hit. Okay.
Gabe, you're going to be up here in a second.
So, yeah. Up now. If you want to swing with advantage on this one, you can.
Squish it. Wait, what did he roll?
16 was his highest roll.
Damn.
So, 7. Okay. Okay. And. Bonus action. You've got action surge and stuff as well, remember? You want to have extra attack. So I think you want to get multi-attack at level 4, or level 5, I think.
Level 5.
Yeah, but you do have action surge at the moment if you want to do two attacks now.
See, what he's saying is you can take another swing.
Yeah.
Well, you get a whole second turn, effectively, right?
Yeah.
Alright, why not? No reason.
Woohoo!
The 26 is a crit.
That's a crit.
So I'm just going to take this wolf off now. But feel free to roll your crap board of damage.
Yep. Already dead.
Yeah. That's minus a lot.
Yeah, that wolf explodes.
That's before his strength bonus, by the way.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was getting ready to take it off. You also, you've got second wind as a bonus action as well if you want to get some healing.
So how does that work for him? He just takes half of his...
So he rolls a d10 and then adds 3 to it at the moment.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, look at that. You put it right in the chat. I'm sitting here looking over there.
Right.
So he gets 10 hit points back.
Yeah, I'm way ahead of you.
Okay.
Yeah. Adara.
Ooh, look at that.
Hey, so this big wargy direwolf creature has jumped up on Sean.
Yeah.
I am going to move... Do I have an indication of which direction the new howling is from before I start moving?
Yeah, 100% came from this direction.
Okay. No, I was just saying, I'm not making the same mistake I made last time.
And then, I will cast on the wargy creature. Check something here. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Sorry, that's not what I was trying to do. Well, that's my to hit, I guess, right? But I'm casting it as a second level spell.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So when you cast it, a spell slot second level or higher, the initial damage is increased by a d12 for each slot above the first.
Okay.
Oh, there it goes when I go to cast my damage. It does 8.
That is 8.
8 the first round.
Yeah. But it's locked on now. So
it's locked on now.
Yeah. Okay, it didn't enjoy that at all. But yeah, it's good.
Got a barbecued fur.
Chris, I just sent you a message in Discord.
Yeah.
Okay,
so then this wolf is going to still jump at what it's perceived to be killing all its pack mates. It's going to go for the half orc, and that's the initiative roll. I don't want that. We want this. It doesn't have any pack left for pack tactics, unfortunately.
It does so not.
The 6 will miss.
Was he attacking me?
No, was the small wolf attacking you.
Attacking him, okay.
Yeah, then we have Vasarin is up.
Wait, how do I do that movement thing again? Screw it. I'm going to count it.
Well, you know what, Chris?
Yeah.
Just consider that a firebolt. That I couldn't use which bolt.
No
worries. So just do 5 points of damage instead of 8 points of damage.
So moving my mark to the big guy and taking my shot.
Okay.
It's actually a 17 if that counts.
Yeah, that's good. It hit.
Ah, you piece of crap.
So that's 6 damage so far, plus your hunter's mark.
10 total.
Consistent.
Fairly.
Okay.
At third level, did you not get to pick your specialization?
I did, but I picked horde clearing so that I can get a second attack in if there's enemies within 5.
Okay, so Hauser's up.
Yeah, move a 1.
So you can get this one from where you are and still get sneak attack bonus on it because Gabe's still here. 23 hits, so crack on with all of the damages.
Boom.
It's 6 so far, push your sneak attack.
Ooh.
That's a dead wolf.
Nice job, Chad.
There's just like a bloody clump around those two right
now. So then you've got your movement and your bonus action stuff. Remember, because of your type of halfling, you can hide behind other characters, so you don't have to worry about trying to use any of the scenery to hide behind.
Like hiding behind the big orc, for example?
Yeah. This big direwolf, though.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Very sure. A 19.
Scrape me.
Yeah, 10 damage if a 19 hits. And then you need a DC 13 strength check. Greg, could you not cast Witch Bolt because you're out of spell slots?
Because it was a concentration spell.
Oh, okay. And you've got magic
weapon. I'm running the magic. I forgot the magic weapon was concentration.
Yeah, no worries.
Oh.
A 19 hit, Sean.
No. That was my DC check.
Sorry, I'm just being silly. Okay, you hear a low bassy growl coming from this direction.
Which direction was that again?
Over here.
Oh, Jesus. That walked us into an ambush, boys.
All right, so I'm going to swing away.
And then 1, 2, 3, and 4. There you go. These wolves move on, and then it's Theseus' turn. 7 does not hit. We're back to the half-orc.
Where do you want to go? I got a feeling we're going to get, like, ganged up on here in a second.
Move a second time if you're not going to make an attack.
Keep in mind how far away everyone is from you from healing you, though.
This is where the DM was a horrible person and made him use his action surge against the normal wolves and not the dire wolf. Made him. I held a gun to his head and made him do it.
Okay.
You could just use all of your abilities against this useless mob I don't care about. Then you won't have them for the big wolf.
I'm good, Tig.
Adara?
I'm going to cut that, sorry. I wonder why it's doing this. Let me just look here. Oops. Chat. Because I have to cast it separate arrows, right? Or separate.
It only does one arrow at a time. You can set up a macro or edit the spell manually.
So this one I am casting as a second level spell. So yeah. I'm getting an extra missile.
Yeah.
Whoa. So
15. Oh, I'm on the wrong layer. That's why I can't click on it. Oh, Greg. So close.
Was that on the big direwolf?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Ed, you are up.
All right, well, I'm going to put my abilities to good use here. I'm going to cord breaker here and then here. So my first shot on the front.
21 hits? 22 so, hits even?
I guess I should mention where my mark is, shouldn't I?
That's up here because it's going to die if you move it.
Yeah, I think I might. I forgot it this time. You already gave me lenience on the first one, so I'm going to let it go.
Is it a bonus action to cast a spell normally, but it would just use an extra spell slot?
Yeah, if he wants to recast
the spell. Yeah, otherwise, if you want to burn the spell slot, I don't mind you using it.
When it dies, on the following turn, you can use your bonus action to move it again.
Yeah, that's fine. So that front one's going to take 10 with the bonus damage from magic weapon.
Oh, you guys love weaving wolves on one health, man. It's like a hobby you all share.
My second attack on the second one from Horde Breaker.
Yeah.
Roll. There we go.
23 hits. 24 even.
You bastard. 6.
Yep. So 2 wolves limp into view. Okay. The halfling is on deck.
Ash, which will move?
You can go 25. Yeah, you're going to have to... if you can get to this square charge, which you can, you'll have advantage on the attack as well.
One there.
Yeah, but the 20 will hit, and you've got allies, so the sneak attack's going to go off. That's very dead, because it was on 1 health.
Oh, wonderful.
But it looked really impressive.
Like, it rolled pretty well for magic missiles, but just one shot, man. So the direwolf unfortunately passes before it gets the turn.
Aww.
Sad times. Luckily, or unluckily, I suppose, its mate is now close enough that it comes bounding onto a map.
Ooh.
At initiative 10. Whilst these wolves. He's going to jump here, bite at Sean. 14, I assume, misses Sean.
Just barely, but yeah.
Yeah. So a DC 11 strength check.
Even if it misses?
Yeah, it's just I have to attack you because the wolf jumps on you.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, fine. This attacks with advantage because of pack tactics. 22, 23 even.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 8 damage if 23 hit. And another strength check. Oh, Sean is prone.
Yeah. I got you, buddy.
Yeah, I can get to there. That's good.
Chris, do you want me to start rolling up my bard now?
This wolf is... So I think I sent Greg a message beforehand saying that there was potential for a really deadly encounter that I'd prepped just in case. And then you guys like merrily went on your way. So why and waste it?
Walk right into it.
Yeah. Chad, a 20, I assume, hits. It's only 5 damage and a strength check.
I can't hear him.
I don't see him.
Chad is prone as well. This wolf has to dash to get there, so it doesn't get an attack. Theseus, so it costs you half your move to stand up from being prone.
Does that provoke?
No. It's only leaving the squares that provoke.
Okay. In previous editions, that would provoke.
Yeah. This guy and this guy are both damaged.
I'll attack the bottom one.
Good choice. 11 misses, unfortunately. Okay, Gabe, it's your time to shine.
All right, Gabe, I can take those two at the bottom out if you want to go for the two that are north.
Okay. 1, 2, that's 15.
Yeah, so you can move to this square, Gabe, and have advantage. Yeah.
So, and that'll give Chad advantage.
This is the farthest I can.
Yep.
So you can get to this one.
Can I?
Here. Yeah. Because you can, I'll draw it out for you. You basically go, if you were here, so, because you never left this wolf's threat area, so it doesn't provoke any attacks.
Oh, interesting.
So you can move, you can maneuver around it.
I'm going to have to get used to that.
Advantage on the attack.
Yeah.
That's a 23.
23 hits.
Prone?
You are prone, yeah. I'll remind you about it later. 9 damage. A meaty chunk comes out of that wolf. Adara? Pardon me. 17 hits.
Shocking.
But it now can't take reactions, so if you want to reposition yourself, Sean.
It also can't take reactions because it's dead.
Okay.
There's that.
Yeah.
It whelps and its singed flesh melts from its bones. Okay.
One, 2 is prone, isn't he?
Okay, so I'm going to slide over here. I was going to barrage the two there, but it looks like Sean's going to have that handled. So I'm going to help out my two buddies up here. So I'm going to start off with the one that Gabe hit.
And I just want to mark this out that I am 8 hit points away from rolling a bard.
So remember, Ed, you need to move your hunter's mark because the target is now dead. So that'll be a bonus action to move it for free.
Well, now I'm re-debating my movement. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I was here. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Choo-choo. I am going to cure my little buddy, the healer, and blow my one spell for him. So I'm still at level 1 casting, correct?
Whatever it says on your sheet, man, I have no idea.
Yeah, you don't have. I don't think you have second. I don't think you have second level spells yet.
Yeah. Okay.
It's spell slots that you're using up. It's not your level of the caster.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Because remember, like at old system, it used to be like cure light wounds, cure serious.
So you get 9 back, Sean.
It's just 9. One spell now. I got it. You cast as higher level spells.
So that's cool. You can still move a mark as a bonus action, Ed.
Is there a range on that? Or can I pick that out? Let me find out here real quick.
Yeah, we'll come back to where you want to put it anyway. Dire Wolf is 90 feet away, which I'm assuming where you want it to go.
It would be. Okay. Hey, Chad, look at that range, 90 feet.
You can stand up for half of your movement, so you'll have 10 feet of movement left. If you can disengage as a bonus action, or you can just like hack this one up first and see what happens.
Can anyone else hear him, or is it just me that I can't hear?
I can't hear him either.
Can hear me, right?
Yeah,
I can now hear we can you. Hear
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, are you wanting to attack the wolf and then move, or move and then attack?
Well, I'm prone, correct?
Yeah, it's cost half your move to stand up.
Does that?
So you'll have 10 feet left.
Does that provoke attacks?
No.
I don't remember. No, okay.
Only leaving.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and stand up.
Okay.
One between me and the half orc's been damaged, the other one has not, correct?
Correct.
I'm going to go ahead and swing at the one that's in between me and the half orc. Yep, I can't go ahead and pop it.
Get advantage on that one.
Oh, do that.
Yeah, so you get a 17 and not a 7, so that hits.
All right.
That sneak attack will be active.
All right. Well, I start off with 7 piercing damage. Sneak.
Yeah, that kills it.
Woo!
So you've got 10 feet worth of movement left, and you can disengage as a bonus action if you want to get away from this wolf that's in combat here. Or you can move around it without it provoking attacks.
Yeah, it's funny what doesn't provoke attacks of opportunity now. Like, you could literally walk through all of its squares.
If you're in a position for it to still attack you,
The only thing that provokes attacks now is running away.
Is leaving, yeah.
I could actually be the square below Gabe.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's do that then.
Yeah, we've been trained in 3 and 3-5 where if you move, like standing up provoked an attack of opportunity. So I was like, oh, what'd you get? That was the downside to being prone.
I knew that thing was coming, and I'm like, I want to get on the other side of something for this moment.
I'm aware of that, but my thought process was that if I didn't do this, Sean was the one getting hit with advantage.
Okay.
So I'm taking one for you there, buddy. Just saying.
Going to attack.
Much appreciated. My future bard.
Does a crit kill you? Oh, if only I had pack tactics, which I don't. Sad times. A 6 misses, I assume.
Yes. I picked my spot carefully. I didn't know if he was going to get advantage of that one back there or not, but I picked my spot carefully. Thank you.
Then this guy is going to attack. We'll go for a half orc. A 21, Gabe?
Yeah, that would hit.
That'll do.
6 piercing damage. And then Sean and Gabe both need to take strength checks.
Dead.
Why does Sean have to take one?
Does he get attacked as well?
Oh, okay. I totally forgot that one was still alive.
So do they both attack at 21?
The first one got a 6, which missed, but it still attacked you. And it's only attacking you that causes the gotcha. Strength check. The second one was 21. Yeah. So you're back down, Sean.
Okay.
So you can stand back up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Standing back up.
Yeah.
We know that misses.
Yeah. You got a bonus action if you have like healing word or anything like that, you can still do.
Is drinking a potion considered a bonus action, or is that a?
That's bonus action, yeah. In the rules, it's not, but we did talk about it beforehand that I play potions as bonus actions.
Gotcha.
So if you want to drink your healing potion, you can.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, Gabe is up. So you can move to this square if you want to get advantage. You can work your way around it. Yeah. Tell you what, I'll delete that direwolf so it's not in the way. Good job you move for advantage there, isn't it? 14 hits, a 12 doesn't.
Ooh.
15 slashing damage. A real good job. You just chopped that wolf's head off. Okay. And Adara is up.
I will attack the direwolf, or the direwolf.
Yeah, and that is enough. Goes down.
Wait, the direwolf?
Oh, the direwolf. Sorry, no. Sorry, I thought you meant the one next to Sean. Sorry. I wasn't.
Yeah, I was going to say the direwolf landed 60 points. Talk about glass cannon.
That was the splash damage that got that one.
Yeah.
Okay. The roguish, rakish looking halfling is up.
Wait, did I get bypassed somehow?
Yes. In fact, Ed's up. Sorry.
It's like, wait a minute. Because I was sitting here doing my contemplation. I was like, all right, so this is always the situation I hate. Do I drop the bow, pull the sword? How is this going to work? Or do I just risk the attack of opportunity that I know is coming?
Just shoot with disadvantage, man. It's fine. You still hit.
Yeah, but I still take...
Fine. Always listen to a DM when he's protecting his good doggo.
Yeah, no. That's a good idea. Can I fire a ranged weapon in close combat like this?
Yeah, it's just a disadvantage.
All right, I'm going to try that because I don't want to do the whole drop. So 5, 10.
You cannot. So you, as in, if you want to shoot at this one, I don't even think you're at disadvantage.
You are when you're in melee combat.
Oh, yeah, it's just being in it. Okay.
Okay. So I'm just going to squeeze over to here. Nope. So that I can roll around for my partners to gain advantage on this thing.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and. What?
Of course you would. I was actually going to go there on my turn.
Yeah, but now you can move forward and still have advantage on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't
have had advantage on the other side, too.
You don't threaten when you have a missile weapon equipped.
Oh, I don't?
No.
Oh, well, no. All right. In that instance...
So, just drop your ball. It'll be fine.
I'm one.
So wait, let me try to figure out how this works. I drop my bow. I pull my sword.
Bonus action, you pull your sword.
And then I use it for close combat. An attack,
you don't even have to use the bonus action to drop your... If you're dropping your bow on the ground... You can manipulate a weapon for
free. I'm wrong. So you'll still have your bonus action as well if you drop your ball.
Because my bonus action, I'm going to put the mark back on this big one now. Oh no, wait, I already had it.
Still on this one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. So I'm gonna swing my longsword two-handed. Let's see what happens at disadvantage.
It's not disadvantage.
Well, no, if you're using your sword, it's not a disadvantage.
So a 20 hits.
Just lost the mat. All you're losing is the magical weapon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. You're right.
Left the text box on your square so you know that you dropped your bow there. There's a text box.
I see it. Thank you.
Mark as well.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. You're right.
I don't mind. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. It's optional.
I do. I just got to get back to the page. Sorry. Woo!
Okay. Then we have
my turn now.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead, use my dash bonus, come down here.
Yeah.
Okay. And I will go ahead and attack.
Yeah, it'll be an advantage for the flanking. So that is a crit.
Ooh,
so you now roll your short sword damage and then your sneak attack damage. And a sneak attack damage again. Oh, no, that's right. Sorry. It's only 1d6 normally, isn't it?
Yeah, you take all your dice.
Or sneak attack. Sneak attack is 2d6. And short sword 1d6.
So you roll your sneak attack again then.
Okay.
There's your crit. Jesus.
Okay, so minus 8, minus 7, minus 7, minus 4. Oh, it's dead. Look at that.
Holy hell.
I've won the go.
The halfling sees the ranger slash down with a sword. Puts his foot on the ranger's back, leaps over, decapitating the wolf in some acrobatic flair.
Backflip as he's going over.
Unfortunately, the last remaining wolf, which you would have expected to get scared at some point, seeing its full pack getting destroyed, still tries to savage Sean. 16, it Sean. That's a miss. You still need to take the DC 11 check to not get knocked over. You're dying again. But this one wolf.
I only saw the 10. Yeah, I had to click it twice.
Yeah, go, mate.
Sean, I was just about ready to make the Chumbawamba joke here in a second.
Oh, you can't.
He keeps humping his leg.
When I miss this attack again, you can. Oh, there we go.
Hit.
Hey,
can you leave it on one hit point though, Sean? Can you do it?
Three bludgeoning.
You can't leave it on one, but as close as you could get to one without killing it. I'm not getting one.
He left it on two.
He's knocking him over because it's humping his leg.
At this point, I think it's more than the leg, Chad.
Okay. Gabe, do you want to move in and show him how it's done?
Please. Please take care of this and get this over with.
Move down.
I think he has me in a full wrap up here.
I just need you to have advantage, Gabe, so I assume that's what you want.
Okay. I'm just going to
just bludgeon, smash face.
The 16 hits and 8 damage is enough.
Woo!
So I know we've run over slightly, so I'm going to sort of rush us through this part. But
pick up my bow.
Yeah, that's fine. So having dispatched all the wolves, there's an eerie quiet descends across the pathway in the woods for the time being. The mist seems to thicken around the trees. You have a moment's respite. Are you guys going to go and approach the gate? Or are you going to turn around and flee back to the town?
I'm all for fleeing.
Yeah, go back to town.
Yeah, I think this has proven my point that I guess you can't check out. You can't leave.
Okay, sorry. Look, I'm going to measure it for you. The gate's a mere 95 feet away.
Oh, I'm so,
Let's come out in the daytime.
It's daytime.
Like seven, it's getting towards like 7 o'clock in the evening now.
Right, but if we take much longer, it's going to be night by the time we get back to town. I think we go back to town. Well, whatever. I mean, we can go investigate if you want.
All right.
That's fine. We go.
Are you checking the gate?
Yeah, we're checking the gate out.
Yes. I was going to pull out a die and roll it, but Greg's got me convinced.
As you get in between the two statues,
eyes open and shoot you with lasers.
The gates the gates slowly begin to close. And are you going to try and quicken your pace?
Sure. I want to see if I can get there.
As your pace quickens, they tantalizingly seem to be just increasing their pace to match yours. And as you're there, the seal on them is closed and they are shut tight. Do you like to take a perception check?
Sure. I was going to take a strength check and try to do the let me out of here kind of thing, but...
You hear a familiar laugh echoing on the wind, as if it was the air itself, just mocking you.
Loser!
Then it drifts away. Okay. That's where we'll call it for tonight, guys. I don't want to keep you all too much longer. You've all got... where am I? I need my... So. Yeah, that's right. I did do my math right. Yeah. You have 1,000 XP earned, so it's 200 each. Woo! So it should put you to 1,800 total.
When's the next level up?
A while.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say that these wolves weren't carrying heavy bags of gold, were they?
No.
The corpses.
Wait.
Yep.
Could we take their hides and sell them? Because something tells me that dire wolf hide is not easy to get.
In Bavaria, there's loads of them, apparently. I don't know.
There's also the amount of time that's going to take. It's getting dark.
Fair enough.
So I appreciate the offer, but I think we might have to overrule you.
Yeah.
Do you want to kick that one that was trying to hump you?
Thanks for watching, everyone, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you once again for joining the Lack of Focus X-Wing podcast. Check out Dice Hate Productions for all of the latest episodes, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you again next episode.